It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to the start of a new week. Here we are. It's Border Crossings back on the air. Hope you had a nice weekend and you are ready for a full week of requests and dedications here for the hour. Each and every day. If you'd like to join us, call Miami at 202-619-2077. Miami's in D.C. While you try to figure out that, we're going to play this request song. This first song is a request from Alok Pendev, who has tuned into Border Crossings from Nepal. It's Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, right here on Border Crossings.
A club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Crossings, there he is, Ed Sheeran, the 26-year-old red-haired phenomenon who has taken the world and the charts by storm. His new album, Divide, is one of the most popular albums right now on the planet. So the song we just heard, number one, and I think it was 84 countries when I last counted. That is a request from Alok Pendev, and it's The Shape of You right here on Border Crossings. I hope, Alok, you heard your song. And you enjoyed your request on Border Crossings in Nepal. Now, Ed Sheeran did a feature with a bunch of reporters recently where he revealed 10 things about himself that are little-known facts. And one of the things he said was that he was a weird kid. He said, yep, I was a little odd. I was kind of a different. I was born with a birthmark over my eye, which since has gone away, but it caused me a lot of problems when I was young. I used to have a stutter problem, and I overcame my stuttering by singing songs and singing music, helped me overcome that. He said he grew up in a house where David Attenborough used to be the most influential thing in his life, because he was a big fan of David Attenborough's and studied David Attenborough's films. And he says also that he likes dancing, and secretly he's done dance training. He's taken dance lessons, ballroom dance, to be exact. And he said that what he likes to occupy his free time is a good checker game. He likes to play checkers. So there you go. If you ever run into Ed Sheeran and you have a chance to challenge him to a checker game, he'll probably take you up on that. Also, that request for Ed Sheeran goes out to Raga Babani, who is in Accra, Ghana, and also wanted to hear Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Thanks for listening to us on whatever radio channel it is you listen. You can also catch our stream. Don't forget our live stream is on the air at voanews.com. So if you're ever away from home and you want to find border crossings, you need your border crossings fix, then go to voanews.com and you can click on our live stream. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to make a phone call and have a guest on the air, a guy who's been making music since the 70s. His name is Bruce Blackman. He is a voice that you may or may not be familiar with from his days with the band called Starbuck. They had a big hit in the 70s called Moonlight Feels Right. And Bruce will be joining us, and we'll be talking about a brand new song that he's just released and an album he's got out. So that call is coming up. But first, we've got a request to play for Sammy Couture. And Sammy Couture says, I want a tribute for Mom. And don't forget, this coming up weekend is Mom's Day, this coming up Sunday. And so he's requested a Whitney Houston song. The Tribeca Film Festival debuted the Whitney Houston biopic, which is called Whitney, Can I Be Me? And they kind of insinuate in the biopic that Whitney Houston was bisexual, although her family denies that report and rumor. So here's Whitney Houston. How will I know? It's Border Crossings with Sammy Couture.
Mm-hmm.
This is Larry London, and you're listening to Border Crossings. And as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, I have with me on the telephone a man that was a part of a very, very important time in music and a very big hit during an important time with a group called Starbuck Moonlight Feels Right. We've got the guy that helped to write that song and the voice behind the song, Bruce Blackman, who's on the phone with us. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Now, you guys had your own, I guess it was a style of music at that time, which even got its own name called Sunshine Pop back in the 70s.
Yeah, that's true, and then later evolved in what's now called Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock?
Yacht Rock, yes. Smooth grooves.
Smooth grooves. Now, you're from Atlanta, Georgia. I can kind of tell by the accent, and I want to, you know, first of all, congratulate you on all the success that you've had over the years. And I know that in 2014, you were inducted into the Mississippi Writers' Garden, which is a kind of a big event.
Yes, that's really what got me back into music. That came about, I went to my high school class reunion, and they wanted me to do a song for the class reunion. So I wrote a song called Jim's Cafe. There's a famous cafe there that's been in business over 100 years. So I wrote the song, and then they did the thing at the Garden Club. Well, I thought there was going to be, you know, eight ladies from the Garden Club. I'd say, how's your mom and them, and thank you very much. But there was maybe a couple hundred people there, newspapers, TV, radio. Local radio stations started playing Jim's Cafe. Other radio stations picked it up, and it ended up going up to number 31 in the adult contemporary charts. And then I went, well, gosh, I was just writing a song for the class reunion, so I went ahead and finished an album.
Yeah, sometimes surprises like that are nice, you know, versus the pressure of having to achieve success when it kind of falls in your lap. That's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, as they say, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
That's right.
Just a little bit of luck just then.
Now, have you had a chance to reunite with Starbuck in any recent events or recent times?
Oh, yes. We play a show here in Atlanta. We played Chastain Park 3 years ago, and then last summer we played a show at Piedmont Park,
mm-hmm.
and surprisingly, we had 8,000 people.
Wow. Well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, Starbuck were very important back in the 70s for the kind of music that was out at that time. And I remember Moonlight Feels Right was a very big song for me growing up when I was just a early teen at that time.
Yes. What's funny is that 12 record companies turned that song down.
Really?
They said it wasn't disco. And I'm going, well, tell me something I didn't know. You know? And 2 years later, they're burning disco records.
Wow, wow. And then about 10 years later, you decided you wanted to get out of music, I guess, as far as performing and writing songs. So you started your own company, Sound and Lights Company, and you worked with some pretty big names in the business at that time.
Yes, we did. We did Sound and Lights mainly for Hank Williams Jr. and Travis Tritt. At the time, they were real big in the country music mm-hmm. market. And really, I just kept doing that, ended up selling that company, and then was sort of retired, and that lasted about 1 week. And then I just started writing again, which led me into today. Mm-hmm. Very shocked that I've had some chart records at my age, but I guess, you know, they can't tell how old you are when you're just singing.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, if the music is relevant, the music is touching the buttons and current, then, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, your age really doesn't make a difference. So you are working on some new music. You do have a new song and a new album coming out. I guess the album's not out yet?
Yes, it is out.
The album is out. Okay, great.
Yes. It's called Is That Your Yacht? Is the album. It's already had, it's on its third chart single. Is That Your Yacht is number 14 with a bullet this week in the AC charts.
Wow, that is fantastic. Now, the new song is the title track?
Yes.
And so tell me about the new song that you wrote and you recorded. What's the story behind the song?
Well, I was looking at some photographs of some yachts. It's these, you know, $800 million yachts, and I was just thinking, man, I'd love to go to a party on one of those. And so I ended up writing a story about this guy that's standing on the dock in Monaco, and he's standing at the boarding ramp of a big yacht and watching this big party of swells going on the yacht. And he's thinking, man, I wish I could go up there. And these girls walk up, and they think that he has something to do with the yacht. So they ask him, is that your yacht? And he doesn't answer. So they think it belongs to him, and they take him up the boarding ramp, and he gets to join the party with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow. Was that you? Were you on a party with Leo?
No, it's all fictional. If he wants to invite me, I'm game.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, let's check out the song. Here's Bruce Blackman and the new song. The title track is That Your Yacht.
I'm sitting right here on a Monaco pier, watching rich folks floating on boats. Mambo combos playing out on the decks. Bunch of fine women toasting the host. 007 in a heaven scene. I wanna get me a cameo. Hot chicks poking up, checking me. Watching big boats down in Monaco. Watching big boats down in Monaco. Say it, angel.
Say what? Is that your yacht? Say what? Is that your yacht?
They circle round, they were pulling on me and said we sure do like this yacht. I didn't tell them that it wasn't mine, 'cause I'm thinking this could be my shot. They took me with them up the boarding rail, like I must have been DiCaprio. I'm losing my mind in the summertime, watching big boats down in Monaco. Watching big boats down in Monaco.
Now give me some ice.
That song's called Is That Your Yacht? It is a brand new from the second solo album by Bruce Blackman, who is on the telephone with me right now. And so congratulations on the new album and the new single, which is doing very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to Is That Your Yacht? Now, I want to go back just a bit. For a couple of years back, 2014, you put out a re-release of The Moonlight Feels Right, or how did you put it out and you called it 2014? So what, you know, that was the big hit in the 70s. What exactly was Moonlight Feels Right 2014?
Well, I wanted to do it the way I did my original demo. When I wrote the song, I did it as a bossa nova.
Uh-huh.
And I went, wow, now with today's technology, let's go back, let me get some Spanish guitar players in here and do it bossa nova style. So it's quite different from the original, but that is actually representative of the original way that I first recorded the song.
Now, the song Is That Your Yacht, the album, it does have a very Starbuck feel. And of course, you know, I mean, you are the man who was the voice of Starbuck, so it's going to be a natural thing. Did you write songs, or did you come up with an idea for the new album as Bruce Blackman that you wanted to be different from Starbuck, or did you say, nope, this is who we were, and this is who I am, and this is what it is?
Well, it's more this is who I am. I was heavily influenced by jazz and big band, Duke Ellington, Basie, Dave Brubeck, And really what Starbuck was, we were actually doing big band music, but using synthesizers. And at the time we started doing it, very few people were using synthesizers.
Mm-hmm.
We got blasted for that. And they said, when Moonlight was about number 73 and it paused, the disc jockeys and the program director were saying, well, it's fake, it's computers. What they didn't know is that there was no computer that could play anything then. Whatever you heard, somebody had to play it.
Wow.
So we played for the Southeastern Radio Conference in Birmingham, Alabama, and there was nothing there but program directors.
Hmm.
I was scared to death. Kyle Rudman was sitting right in front of me. We did that show, and then they realized that, wait a minute, these guys are actually playing this stuff, especially the marimba solo.
Wow.
And then the next week, Moonlight jumped from like number 73 to number 40.
Hmm. And you knew you had arrived. You knew you had something then.
At that point, we did.
And,
at that point.
And, of course, you also, you know, you have been on some of the biggest music television shows in American music history. You performed and you met with Wolfman Jack on Midnight Special and Dick Clark, a former boss of mine from American Bandstand. That must have been amazing back then in that era to be a part of all of that was going on.
Oh, yeah. It was a complete blast. And some of the people we met, like Merv Griffin. Well, right after we did his show, Merv walked up to him and he said, Bruce, have you ever noticed how Moonlight Feels Right is kind of similar to the song Beaver? I said, well, not really. He said, come over here, let me show you. We sat down at a grand piano back on the side of the stage, and Merv blew me away. I mean, he could play a piano like you never heard. And then I found out he was a piano player and a big band singer way back in the day.
Yeah, he released a single, too. He released a song.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, wow, that's all exciting memories, and that's what it's all about. And you perform with Electric Light Orchestra, Hall & Oates, many, many groups over the years as well. Do you have a favorite era of music? As a guy, you've been doing this for 5 decades now or more. So, do you have a favorite time? I mean, if you could go back to the 70s again, would you prefer that over today? Or was there a decade that you say, wow, that was my favorite?
Oh, 70s, definitely. Definitely 70s records were still selling. You still had vinyl. Vinyl's making a big comeback now, but it was just a wonderful era. And it was an era when players played and the singers sang. There was no tuners.
Right.
And if you couldn't play it, you couldn't do it. It was completely different. Now it's just so, I don't mind it. Everything changes, but everything, there's so many things you hear that are hit songs. And all the sounds in them are sounds that don't exist in nature.
Right.
It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And it's just these weird. That evolved out of the video arcade. That whole generation growing up with that, those kind of sounds that were in video games. And today, basically, that's what you have, just with much higher audio quality.
Now, if people want to get your new album, your website, I'm sure you've got it available there. It's probably Amazon, iTunes, all of the regular places. But if people want to go to your website and read about you, the new music, maybe touring schedule plans, whatever, what's your websites?
BruceBlackman.com.
BruceBlackman.com. Easy enough. Well, we're going to give Moonlight Feels Right a spin, and I want to thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Larry. Very enjoyable.
Thank you very much. Bruce Blackman is the man. Is That Your Yacht is the name of his second album. Get a copy of the album. Great stuff. Great music. We're going to check out a song from the 70s. You may remember. Here they are, Starbuck and Moonlight Feels Right.
In my direction, I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Feels right. Moonlight feels right. lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment. Slowly, slowly. You fit me, tailor made, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I want to hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah, ya, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto. Cerrar tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero
pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos.
Despacito.
It's Border Crossings Despacito, which means slowly in Spanish. And that is a request from Lily Kumorodzi, who's listening to Border Crossings in Nigeria. And that's a song that was originally in February released by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, a house music song in Spanish. And then Justin Bieber decided to add his little part to that, some English, some Spanish, and so the song's got new life, because back in February, it was the most played song on Latin radio at the time, but now the song is out again with a little Justin Bieber flavoring, and Lily wanted to hear that request, so there you go, Lily. Hope you enjoyed that Justin Bieber song. Justin is on tour in India this week, Mumbai and Delhi and a few other places he's performing, but and they published his concert rider there, where he gets a Rolls Royce limo. He wants carnations. He wants a bottled water, a certain number of bottled water. He wants a jacuzzi in his dressing room and a female masseuse. So those are some of the things that he's requested for his concert rider. So, Lily, thank you for listening to the contest. Now, to the song. Lily also entered our CD giveaway. So I want to mention that this week, for the Now 62 CD giveaway, we will be taking a certain number caller. And I will do that in about 10 minutes. We're going to take a certain number caller. And our phone number here is 202-619-2077. So get by your phone and get ready to call in to win. That's coming up in, as I say, about 10 minutes from right now. And I'll tell you which caller number to be. Miami will answer the calls. And if you are that caller number, you will win the Now 62 CD today and every day we're giving it away this week. All right, I want to say hi to Silas Deborah. Silas Deborah works at the police hospital in Ghana. And Cletus Clarks is working down the street at the orthopedic hospital in Ghana. And Emmanuel Gaboya is in Freetown, Sierra Leone, listening to our show as well. So thank you one and all for tuning in to Border Crossings. And Lily, I also wanted to mention, since you're in Nigeria, that we are so happy here in the United States to hear that all of the girls, well, not all of them, but many of those girls from that were taken by Boko Haram have been returned back home with their families and friends and loved ones. So that's great news. I know there's still work to be done. There's still a number of girls who have not been brought home. So fingers crossed, everybody who was taken a couple of years ago will be returned home. Thanks for listening. Here's your Jermaine Cole request. J. Cole. Interesting story, by the way. Awusu Mensah, who requested this song from J. Cole. Interesting story. Jermaine Cole used to stand on the street in front of Jay-Z's office building, waiting to get a chance to meet Jay-Z so he could audition for him and hopefully get signed. And it looks like it worked out for him. Here's J. Cole for Awusu on Border Crossings with Love Yours.
Love Yours. Love Yours. No such thing.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love Yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive.
fake. Mix mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty, beauty
goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty, beauty.
Let me explain. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some of my niggas down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I'd be right down if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my niggas out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a nigga Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this sincerely. And as a nigga who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but you will feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker, I'll love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a just better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake wigs, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting know that he arrived.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I'll hold you down. I'm on my way.
DJ Khaled.
Oh, you've been thinking about doing anything you wanna, let emotion roll your mind.
Roll your mind.
We the best music.
Music.
And now you say you dream about doing it anywhere. Oh yeah, just tell me where it's on your mind.
On your
another
mind.
Another one. Another one.
Yeah. Sit in my whip and see the stars.
I'ma hold you down, baby. I'll hold you down.
tired of town. Even when the roses die, you mesmerize by the flying sky. We gotta socialize and cherish time. It's deeper than love. I pull up in that Lamborghini, the doors in the sky. Straight up suicide, you in that noob in the truck. No, noob in the truck, no. Abu Dhabi for a happy. Your body, my new Bugatti.
An expensive life, and I'm just getting started. I get instant hype, cause you're forever my lady, forever my baby.
Real life.
Hold you down, girl. You held me up when I was down, in and out, girl. Hold you down like I'm supposed to. Real, I know you're real, I know you're
another one.
I'll hold you down.
Crossings, and that is a request from Ann Donna Pever, dedicated to good friends Calvin May, Sly Jackson, and Mary Buckman, who are listening. That is DJ Khaled, along with Chris Brown, and that is called Hold You Down. Chris Brown turned 28 on Friday, and he celebrated his birthday with a bunch of friends in a nightclub. They were all out together partying and having fun, and then as he left the nightclub, he was served papers, restraining order, and some other tasty tidbits, courtesy of his ex-girlfriend, Karush Tran, who is now claiming that he abused her. You may recall back in 2009, Chris Brown was on the headlines for assaulting Rihanna, and he did a little jail time, he did probation time, he did quite a few things to make amends. He's had problems controlling his temper. In fact, just last month in Tampa, Florida, he was accused of punching a photographer at a nightclub. So he's had all kinds of issues. And now Karush Tran in the court filed documents, and the two of them were a couple from 2011 to 2015 till it was discovered that he got a girl pregnant with his child, baby royalty. Karush broke up with him at that time. But the papers say he told people he was going to kill me. He said, if no one else can have me, he's going to take me out. So she's very, very upset about that incident. So there you go. A little Chris Brown news. Not good news, but news nonetheless. I want to say hello to Chepkwanti Davis, who is with us. Chepkwanti, who is in Kenya, says he's listening to us on 14.76 megahertz from Beirut, with a bunch of friends. Ishmael Kanu's with us. Reem Al-Khitan is with us. Sly Stallone, Augustino. Joel Cosmos Bushaba is hanging out with some friends listening to Border Crossings. His friends are Stephen Nedred, Charles Benz, and they are in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Tuned into Border Crossings today. Thank you very much for listening. As I mentioned, it's time to go to the phones, and we're going to give away a CD. And the Now 62 CD is up for grabs for the third caller. If you are caller number three right now at 202-619-2077, you'll win the Now 62 CD, which has Zayn and Taylor Swift, Shawn Mendes, Chainsmokers, Bruno Mars, Maroon 5, Katy Perry, and many more. If you want to win it, be caller three right now at 202-619-2077. Here's a request for Ishmael Kanu, dedicated to his girl, Zina Ba. And this is called Beautiful by Akon, right here on Border Crossings.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me. I
Border Crossing's a song that was nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe as Best Film Song, sung by Alessia Cara. The song is called How Far I'll Go. That is from the movie Moana, which was a big film that came out at the end of last year, produced by Disney. And the song itself was produced by a guy whose name is Lin-Manuel Miranda. Do you know that name? You don't? He's the guy that created Hamilton, the hottest Broadway musical on the planet. And so congratulations are in order right now to James Addy. James Addy, who was the third caller, and he got the now 62 CD. So congratulations to James Addy. We'll put him in the winner's circle. And you're going to get your now 62 CD just for listening and for being the third caller. Tomorrow we will do this again on the phone. It's a call in to win this week. You're going to call in every day, and I will tell you which number caller to be. And if you are that caller, then you win the Now 62 CD right here on Border Crossings. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and Miami, who's our producer intern, helping us out today. I'm Larry London. You have yourself a great Monday evening, and we'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more Border Crossings right here on the VOA1 Music Network.